You're about to listen to the newest family member of SeavillePodcast.com. It's Dr. Tripp Stewart from Greenbrier Emergency Animal Hospital here in Charlottesville. Dr. Tripp Stewart will give you tips and information you need that can help for your pet safety. Greenbrier Emergency Animal Hospital is open 365 days a year, including 24-hour coverage on all major holidays.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Tripp Stewart from Greenbrier Emergency Animal Hospital here with another podcast, which is a blog cast. It's just another informative way to get some information out to you guys. Today, I want to talk about something called tremorgenic mycotoxin toxicity. So we usually call it the moldy shakes. It's when dogs get into compost. That's probably the most common way that it happens around here in Charlottesville, or at least with companion animals. Composting has made a big resurgence lately. It's a great way to help the environment, to take out trash out of the landfills, to use in your gardens. Rural, suburban areas are really composting a lot. But as compost piles decompose, there is a large number of bacteria and mold that grows in it. Obviously, that's what helps doing the compost. Every once in a while, you get a dog that comes along, sniffs at this compost pile and says, moldy food sounds good today for lunch. Why not? Let's see if we can take a bite of that. And that's when we get into our problems. There are 20 different molds that can produce mycotoxins, at least 20 that are recognized right now. There's probably a lot more, but there are 20 that we kind of think of. And they produce these very potent neurologic poisons. And it only takes a very small amount of them to lead to symptoms in a pretty big dog. So the dog only has to take a bite or two of this compost to get into troubles. And what we see is usually muscle tremors, ataxia, which is a loss of coordination or drunkenness. And this can last for hours or even days, depending on how much the dog eats. A larger exposure of these toxins can lead to severe tremors, seizures, and often even death. So it's a problem when dogs get into your compost pile and you think you're doing such a great job, and all of a sudden the dogs, sniff a couple bits of old moldy cereal or egg salad or whatever it is, and there's problems that can arise. Secondary problems are, obviously, you can imagine, are GI problems. As spoiled foods and fats decompose, they give off even more toxins and bacterial growth, and this can lead to diarrhea and vomiting. Most commonly, the culprits that lead to this are nuts, grains, other things that have fat in them, dairy products. We usually recommend not composting dairy products, but some people certainly do. But it can be pretty problematic. Spoiled nuts can lead to severe GI problems. So what do you do? If you suspect your dog got into the compost, first thing you do is you take him to the vet and tell them, hey, I think my dog got into the compost. I know I'm a broken record with most of these podcasts where I say, what do you do? Take him to the vet. But I'm only really picking a lot of the podcasts that are really serious events, and taking him to the vet, the best way to stop a serious event. The vet's probably going to encourage your dog to vomit. Now, we do this with an IV injectable morphine derivative usually. Some vets recommend that people encourage your dog to vomit with peroxide or Ipecac. We do not do that anymore. Peroxide can be used to make your dog vomit, but it's also extremely caustic on the GI tract. And if you think about it, we're dealing with a GI toxin. So the last thing we need to do is make the GI tract more angry. After we give them the IV drug to make them vomit, now keep in mind, this is only dogs that are pre-symptomatic. If you say my dog ate four big gulps of compost, I saw him, he's not symptomatic, we'll make him vomit. If he's seizuring or tremoring or got any kind of neurologic problem, we're probably not going to make him vomit because we don't want him to aspirate or have loss of control of his processes so that he may have a complication from vomiting. We usually give them activated charcoal after this, and that neutralizes the toxins. It absorbs some of the remaining toxins out of the GI tract. It calms the GI tract. Charcoal is incredible. It's been around since, I think probably the Middle Ages. People recognize that eating charcoal is a way to settle the stomach, take out toxins, calm the stomach. It's a great way. Nowadays, we have it in a liquid form that's a lot easier to administer. It's a medically prescribed drug. It's got other things in it. It's not like you're going out and taking your old firewood and putting it in your dog. After this, we usually start IV fluids, stomach protectants, muscle relaxants if they're needed for the tremors. We like to have IV access just in case the dog does start to have a seizure or has severe tremors. We can give it drugs fast to stop these. Depending on the severity of the symptoms, you know, if the dog is having full-out seizures and tremors and whatever, it's pretty obvious. But if there's a little mild GI upset and a tremor here and there, these animals can be in the hospital from just a few hours to days. It's really not something that often kills animals. They usually stop eating in time because they realize they shouldn't be eating that. But, you know, I've seen golden retrievers eat whole compost piles and become very sick. The key to preventing this is just that, preventing this. Cover your compost pile. Put a fence around your compost pile. You know, this sounds really silly, but don't open your door or your window and throw moldy food into your yard. It's amazing how many people say, look at this loaf of moldy bread. I bet the squirrels will pick around that and eat it. It's really not a good idea. A lot of dogs will get into that, and then you're back to where we started just a minute ago. I would say that, you know, this is really a problem for people with open compost in a more suburban area. But, you know, those closed black plastic composts, people leave the door open and dogs start chewing on it. So keep in mind, this is a problem that can happen to everyone. If it happens, call your vet. Get your dog right in. I hope this was helpful. It was a quick little one. If you want more information, visit our website, www.greenbrier-emergency.com. We've got blogs, informative topics there. We also have a Facebook page. I'm always open to suggestions for new podcasts. We got some suggestions before, which we thank, and we address them. But we're looking for new suggestions again. If you have something you want to hear about, please put it on our Facebook page and we'll get it. Thanks again. Bye.